Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 0800 hours. Fog. 55 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 58 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 61 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 70 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 76 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 76 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 78 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 77 degrees.
NAWCD, NAWCD, this is KEYNU.
KEYNU, good evening. This is NAWCD. Well, you're out of work and head north. Beautiful breeze out there, beautiful day. Hopefully things went well. How you doing there?
Doing all right. Had a good meeting last night and was busy today, but we muddled through it and we'll get through it. We got through it and now I'm heading home. How was your day?
Well, good. I'm glad things went well today at work. We're doing pretty good here. Just a couple of odds and ends inside and outside. Just a little bit of computer work. I updated the phone to a newer version of iOS there, and that worked pretty good. I was also able to talk to Tim, NAWRO, earlier on CMR, and I think he concurs as well. Sounds like it was a good meeting last night.
Yeah, it was good. In fact, I heard your conversation earlier. I usually have CMR tuned in the station there, so I listen in, or you know, if somebody needs something, I can jump in real quick, but. It was good. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to record anything. The batteries on the lapel mic that I was using gave it out and decided it didn't want to work, so it just stopped recording. But that's okay. We'll try something different. I'm going to try to re-record on the computer, and we'll get it figured out, get it sent out to you guys.
That's all good. You know, it's been technology is great when it works, and when it doesn't, well, I guess you try plan B or, try something else next time. But good. I'm glad things went well. Sounds like it was good turnout, good meeting, and I'm happy for that. Like I say, it sounds like it's been a good day all around.
Yeah, we had four new guys show up to the meeting, and like I said, it was a good meeting. A lot of good stuff we discussed a lot of good stuff, and it's gonna be fun. It really is. I'm looking forward to the set. Looking forward to getting things tested out and planned out. Hopefully executing what we need to do.
I agree. I'm sure it will turn out. It will definitely exercise our ability and again our equipment and the knowledge. Take a look at it and say, yep, this worked, and no, it didn't work. We'll try something else, and we'll be better, and again, again, it's that practicing and preparation and repetitiveness, because this, you know, these are things we don't do every day, and so it's a needed thing with the type of group that, that we have here.
Yeah, for sure, and it's good. It really is. It's just all of the testing and making sure everything runs smoothly, and directions are followed and stuff like that. That's where it matters.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree. So that'll be a good thing. I know with Wayne, I know they're supposed to have a couple of meetings on with that. I was checking on the open that last night. I don't think they even have a scenario from what I understood from them. They don't have a scenario in place. I think they're going to try to work on something, but just a heads up in that way. But I'm glad, it's worked for all of us, whether we're on a different type of scenario or different equipment or different skills or abilities, again, that's what we're able to utilize.
Well, I sent Oakland our scenario, if they wanted to use it. Maybe I'll reach out to Jim and just kind of see if he needs anything from us, if he wants to use our scenario. I just want to know. And we've got the scenario that we're using. You're welcome to use it. You're welcome to join us. We'll plan something out to where we can mutual aid each other, or we'll figure something out to where we can work together on it. Maybe it'd be kind of nice to have St. Clair or us and Oakland all kind of doing stuff together.
Yeah, that's it. And they can have their own scenario there, the Dream Cruise and a couple of the events that they've got. And I know, too, this will be the first Saturday in some months. I don't know whether we're doing Siren Talk here, but I know some of Wayne's group is doing, the Camp Sirens, and I think, I want to say Oakland just does their sirens the first Sunday also, so that may play a part in it as well, getting people.
Yeah, it's all how it's planned out. Our group doesn't do it. The Lance Cruz Amateur Radio Club does. They do it for us. Our team is welcome to help out, and they're asking if anybody wants to help them out to let them know. But they do that. And I let them run with it because they do a good job in what they do, and there's no. Obviously, no complaints or anything like that. So I let them roll with it. I mentioned that, hey, if you're tired of it, let me know. But they're good to keep doing it. But it probably is. It might have something to do with the first week. I don't know. I think it's like I said. It's all planning. It's all executing and getting the plans, focused on and having the right people at the right place. I guess you could integrate it into your test as well. Hey, while you're out there, now, we've got the siren coming. We can work on that.
NHWCD, that's it. Yeah, I just kind of, like I say, they invented it on the air, and so I don't know if we do a bit about it or not, but like I say, there's a lot of considerations, and uh, uh, Saturday days fill up quickly, and especially this time of the year, you get into football and the family events, those kind of, you know, school events, those kinds of things. So there's a consideration as well in planning and doing those things. So I guess you got that little, you know, that window of opportunity to run with, you know, run with a drill or, you know, lost my words here, but anyway, he's going there.
Well, I'll reach out to them maybe Monday or something like that, and reach out to them to make sure they're all set, and offer our assistance if they want to dip down. That's all good. We, you know, we're here. We all work together. And, you know, we've got strong partners, and that's what's needed here in Southeast Michigan. So. You drill on things and you prepare in hopes that you never have to do I would much rather say, I mean, I'm glad we worked on it, we never had to use it, versus, man, I wish we would have worked on this, and now we're trying to catch up, now we're trying to, you know, get this done or get that done, so.
NAWCB, yes, I mean, I still remember, you know, Y2K, you know, everybody was ready for all the computers to crash, and, you know, just everything to just break loose, and, you know, it just, thousands that came in, and it's like, yep, absolutely, I remember I had to work New Year's Day, I couldn't get the day off, but, you know, it's better to be ready for it than, you know, say, wow, wish I had it.
Yeah, definitely. So it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting. Not sure whether we're going to do a mobile DOC, if we're going to actually use DOC, still waiting on word from that. But either way, it'll be fun. And this year, I'd like to do something a little different. Might have to go to certain places and might have to go to a store and meet up with somebody at the store or, you know, something like that. So make it like an amazing race or something like that, you know.
Yes, I agree. And I'm hoping that the group is able to secure either go with EOC or a mobile EOC. Again, those are places, you know, again, those are opportunities to use the equipment to find out if it's working, if it's not, if the antenna's there, if it's not, you know, get acclimated to the environment there. And so I hope that's the two, either if it's this one or even in your future one, that would be helpful.
Yeah, for sure. It would be nice, but, you know, again, it's one of those things where you have to be ready no matter what. And, you know, the question was posed the other day. Mike actually asked the question, hey, what if, you know, DOC is affected by it? What if a disaster hits the area and that's no longer there? What do you do? I mean, where do you go? So, you know, it's always a possibility, it's always a potential, and so you got to know, hey, all right, we got to set up something different, maybe something mobile, maybe mobile command, maybe something at the house, or, you know, pitch a tent and start setting radio equipment up, you know, so that's important, that's what testing and getting drilling and getting things kind of worked out now, then if something happens, we're ready to go.
Yes, I agree, and those are the tough questions, and, you know, you hate to be a what if, but in these instances, questions like that are good, because, again, you know, if your EOC is not usable, what do you do? Well, I think that's a good question, pondering there, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and get comfortable and relaxed. Appreciate you coming along. So you guys have a good night. Enjoy your evening. And remember, I actually work at 24 tomorrow. I'm in the morning, and I won't be leaving until later on. So, wanted to let you know I was given double time, so, but enjoy your evening, and we will talk here later.
Well, I appreciate the update there, and certainly be praying for you tomorrow, and that will give you strength and endurance there for tomorrow. Let me know there on your final if you're still doing Sunday into Monday. But here's the kiddos in the background, and I'll let you go there. But enjoy the ride and the conversation, and I hope you have a good evening. Enjoy the weather and dinner and family. Get some rest tonight. Along with tomorrow for you. 73 is an ABCB with the family. Tell everyone hello. NAWCB is clear on your mic.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. And, yep, I will be doing Sunday into Monday as well. So we'll talk here probably Sunday and on the way to work. So 73 is the 88th K-8YNU there.
Yep, we'll get you there Sunday before work there. Absolutely. Thanks for the clarification. Again, 73, NAWCB is.
Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 75 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly clear. 72 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 66 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly clear, 63 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear. 64 degrees.